W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukraine and the U.S. reaching an agreement on a framework for an economic deal that would include U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be visiting the White House and President Trump to talk about it on Friday. Today, the president convenes his new cabinet, not a secretary, but still included in the discussion, Elon Musk. Another near catastrophe at an American airport. This time it was Chicago's Midway as a Southwest passenger plane almost hit a smaller business jet on the runway. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
The Southwest jet making its final approach. The crew aborting the landing feet from the runway. The Southwest plane pulling up. The pilots asking what went wrong. Moments before the near collision, air traffic controllers telling the business jet not to enter the runway. The pilot even reading back the command.
The NTSB is investigating. Funeral services in Israel today for 32-year-old Shiri Bibas and her two young children who were kidnapped and killed by Hamas in Gaza. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle, or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WIS Politics luncheon at the Madison Club yesterday. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation that would allow Americans to import prescription drugs from Canada. According to a press release, the goal of the bill is to lower the prices of those medications and increase access for consumers. They're also hoping the bill will create more competition in the pharmaceutical market, forcing the companies to lower the prices of similar prescription drugs in America. The bill has some bipartisan support from Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. New Wisco fan favorite and St. Norbert College philosophy professor Ben Chan appears in the Jeopardy! Second Annual Invitational Tournament today. Chan and 26 others are competing for $150,000 in grand prize money and a chance to compete in the upcoming Jeopardy!'s Masters Tournament. Last year, Chan finished first runner-up in the Tournament of Champions. A watch party is planned at Zambaldi Beer in Alloway at 6 o'clock this evening. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Foggy with scattered rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy here all day today. Our high, 42 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for a democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It is always an honor and a privilege to have my good friend Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action back in the saddle again. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Great to be with you.
Dr. Craig, before we get into all the other things that are going on, you know, I've got a guy who calls and he sends me messages, and he's clearly a MAGA guy, and so I was telling him about the fact that what is going to have to happen for Donald Trump and Republicans to offset these tremendous tax breaks that they're going to be giving the wealthy. They're going to have to go after either Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. Those are the biggest, or military. Those are the four biggest programs. They've got to go after either something on all four of those, or the easiest one for them to attack is Medicaid. And right now, everything that I see and what I'm reading, and, well, in order for you to get Medicaid now, you've got to prove that you're working somewhere, you know. In order for you to continue to receive food stamps, you're going to have to prove that you're working somewhere. And this guy said to me, they're not going to cut Medicaid. I said, well, how do you know that? Dr. Craig, you look at what is taking place. Badger Care is... Are you comfortable that Badger Care is going to remain what it is right now?
Absolutely not. You're right, Earl. The math doesn't add up otherwise. The House has now passed a budget resolution with only one Republican no vote, and he was to the further right. And so it instructs them to find $880 billion within the funding area where Medicaid is. There's no other place to make the money other than, as you pointed out, going somewhere else, which the budget instructions do not include, Medicare and Social Security or defense. Actually, the Senate Republicans want to increase defense dramatically so they can militarize the border. And the work requirements you're talking about is only the beginning of it. They don't get you nearly enough money. But just so folks know, oh, that makes sense, you might think. Well, you should have to work. Problem is, most Medicaid recipients who are quote unquote able-bodied, it's kind of a strange term, I think. It's a little bit it has a kind of attitude about people with disabilities, I think, it contained in it. But anyway, the term is still used, that most of them work. And what this is really about is a whole lot of administrative barriers. We have to constantly fill out complicated forms on antiquated websites to prove you're working and to be able and to do it in some verifiable way. And it throws people off the rails. And that's what happened in Arkansas when Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders there went all in on work requirement. So it's one of those things that sounds reasonable on surface, but is really just a way to throw people off coverage. But they got to do a lot more than that. So what's on the table with Medicaid is basically get rid of the Affordable Care Act expansion of Medicaid. That would force a huge problem on all the states that have expanded, either facing huge other cuts in other programs or huge tax increases, or throwing tons of people off the roads. And that was the most equitable part of Obamacare, was the Medicaid expansion that helped the folks who are left out, who don't have any other way to get health care, working folks. They could also block grant it to states. And what that would do is, and it wouldn't grow very fast, that would simply push it on to states. And again, states have much less revenue capacity than the federal government. They're not a currency issuer. They can't finance things. They have to have a balanced budget like a household every year. And so it's the federal government that can do major investments that actually save you money long term, which this does, or create a more just society. So there's a whole lot of other little tricks, but to get the $800 billion, they're going to have to slash into a program, Earl, that is 72 million Americans, half of all childbirths, 20% of all Americans, half of all long-term care for seniors and people with disabilities, and half of all children after birth. So what they've decided is that Elon Musk and other rich people need a tax cut more than people need something which is a fundamental right, that is access to health care. This is devastating not only to those individuals, but to states, and it's going to harm red states a lot as well. And what you're beginning to see, Earl, is you're beginning to see interviews with Trump voters saying, oh, I didn't know this would affect me. But then saying, oh, it should have been done. There was a story on NPR this morning where someone was saying it should have been more the scalpel. So what she was saying is, my thing should have been protected, but someone else's thing was waste. And so that's the attitude. No, this is vital stuff. I mean, they've been lying that there's all this easy to find waste, that they can save them billions of dollars. And by the way, you know what the waste is, Earl? The waste is completely unneeded tax cuts for corporations and wealthy people who don't need it, who have already rigged the economy to do better and get most of the economic growth than everyone else. It's everyone else that needs to be helped. So this really is reverse Robin Hood, robbing the poor and middle class to give more to the rich.
You know, Dr. Craig, you know, there's no other way to say it, but many people ill-informed, and especially in rural America, who thought that this was going to impact and affect people in urban centers and not them. But if you really look at the truth of what's taking place, many of the rural areas, farmers and others, you know, I mean, if it wasn't for Medicaid, I mean, it's their only, you know, they don't work for corporations. They don't get medical insurance. They can't afford those things. Medicaid offers them those opportunities. I don't think they ever knew that they were going to be coming after them. And now some of them are starting to realize it. But Dr. Craig, it's almost too late. So if you, as you have, and Citizen Action has, as long as I've known you, health care has been one of the number one planks of Citizen Action. And you've moved around this state, and you fought for those things, and now you see what's getting ready to happen, and there are people who still don't believe it because they don't believe that the Republicans or Donald Trump could be so cruel. With these tax cuts that they're offering, Dr. Craig, they projected $23 trillion more of debt that is going to be piled on the American people in the next 20 years. And That story's not getting out, Dr. Craig. They're running around saying, well, we're cutting, you know, we're cutting some tellers in the bank. Or we're cutting some janitors in the Veterans Administration offices. And people are saying, yeah. But Dr. Craig, they don't understand. That's window dressing. All of those areas that they're cutting don't amount to a hill of beans in a deficit, Dr. Craig, or debt that we owe. It doesn't add up, does it?
No, it doesn't add up, but they can't get away with this, Earl. Healthcare is an incredible political issue. It's important to people. Cutting Medicaid this way hurts rural areas the most, even more than urban areas. And they've been misled to support elected officials who don't look out for their interests in rural areas. It's a tragedy. A false narrative of being someone else's fault and xenophobia and grievance towards cities and diversity. I think that moderate Republicans are terrified. They think they will lose elections on this. So the question is, because there will be major resistance to this budget, and that it will be very hard for them to vote yes. If they do it anyway, if they're more afraid of Trump and Musk than their own voters, then if there are fair elections in 2026, the Democrats will take back the House of Representatives. But it'd be much better, Earl, overall, if they would just do the right thing and represent their constituencies. They have a choice. Do they care more about their own voters? Do they care more about their political careers and their fealty to Donald Trump? And frankly, elected officials ought to be willing to sacrifice their positions for doing right for their communities. I'm sorry, this careerism is deeply immoral and unethical.
You know, Dr. Craig, that is so very well said. I've said this many times on these airwaves. Look, they swear on the Bible, they take an oath. And the oath doesn't say self-preservation for me. I tell people, I don't care, to be quite frank with you, I'm not concerned about whether or not that congressperson or senator remains in that seat. They swore an oath to look out for the American people. And if they're afraid of Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they ought to be jettisoned out. Am I right?
Yes. It means they're not fulfilling their oath to the Constitution and the Bible they put their hand on, or whatever other faith tradition or beliefs they have. And quite frankly, these are not folks who are going to be destitute and thrown out in the streets, right? They're going to have plenty of career opportunities. But other people are going to die or lose opportunity or live painful lives because they can't get basic health care. And they, for no fault of their own, our system is so expensive. Upper middle class people can't afford it on their own. It's absurd. And the jobs are set up kind of in reverse order. That is, the jobs that provide good health insurance are the higher paid jobs that working people can't get. And the service sector jobs often have no usable health care whatsoever. That's why most of these folks work, and why the work requirements are just yet another big lie.
855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. You know, Dr. Craig, on the other side, I want to talk a little bit about, climate, the climate issue that we aren't talking about, but the attack and the assault that's coming on that. 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 920-332-5578. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 920-332-5578. That's 920-332-5578.
It's almost here. The 7th annual Fox Cities Kids Expo is coming March 1st. It's coming straight to downtown Appleton from 9 until 2 p.m. This gigantic expo has everything you need to entertain your kids. There's going to be fun. There's going to be education. There's going to be adventure. I saw the word dinosaur while I was looking through it. Everyone loves dinosaurs. Don't have to be just a kid for that. Don't judge me. Learn more because there's way too much for 30 seconds by going to WGBW.FM and click events.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I've got a song that ain't got no melody. How am I gonna sing it to my friends? I've got a song that ain't got no melody. How am I gonna sing it to my friends? Will it go round?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. And my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, is in the studio. You know, Dr. Craig, been working, you and others across this nation and under former President Joe Biden, working very diligently to gain some ground on climate and you know, the inherent dangers of what our nation faces, you know, in long term. But now that Donald Trump is in office, this is something else that they're going to go after, Dr. Craig. All of the work that's been done, all of the education that has been taking place, Donald Trump and his minions are you afraid that they're going to undo this as well as other things that long term are as important to our life on this planet as anything?
They're trying their darndest, Earl. We have known with scientific near certainty, as certain as science gets. Science is always open to further information, so it's never certain, like iron law. But this is overwhelming scientific consensus since the 80s that this was happening. And we started acting for real very late. And President Biden deserves a lot of credit for starting to do what really needs to get done to address the crisis. It's not only a scientific consensus, it is an overall public consensus that this is a serious, threatening problem, and that we have an obligation to our children and future generations and to the environment we love to do what is necessary. We also know scientifically what is necessary. In order to give ourselves the best chances, we need to limit the warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. And we need to, therefore, to do that, we have to cut emissions, carbon emissions in half, greenhouse emissions, including methane, by 2030. We only reduced it 0.02% last year as a country, as a world. So we are behind. It is entirely achievable. It's about 7.5% a year. And so we were in a position to potentially do it with Biden, with other countries that were leaning in just barely, perhaps. And by the way, incrementally, the more over you are, the more dangerous it is. And runaway climate change is the biblical floods and droughts and pestilence that threatens the lives of billions of people, mass migration at a scale you've never seen because the Southern Hemisphere becomes uninhabitable. None of that's necessary. So he's moving everything back. He's trying to cancel everything he can illegally, quite frankly, like Wisconsin has paused building EV charging stations with Quick Trip because they're freezing the money, contravening what Congress did, violating the Constitution. They want to go after a lot of the tax credits, and they want to drill everything. That we also pulled us out of the International Panel on Climate Change is the UN body that has all the major scientists of the world that monitor things and say where we are and make advice. There's a big meeting, international meeting this week. We've been pulled out of it. So it's absolutely the case. And so what we're doing, Earl, we start to roll this out Monday. So Representative Supreme Moore McCunday and Senator Chris Larson, that they have a whole lot of co-sponsors, have a bill that we announced on Monday. We're going to have a press conference at the Capitol next week that simply requires the legislature to pass a plan that cuts emissions in half by 2030, because it's now on the states. We can't change, unless you know a psychologist of unbelievable powers, Earl. We can't change Donald Trump, but state government therefore needs to pick up the slack. And this will reduce pollution dramatically. It will create a lot of number of jobs. It would be, the state can do it. Each state can do it, but they need to commit themselves to meeting the goal and to holding themselves accountable to it.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is, let's do this. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Everybody. Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, with there's a trick in term of making people to go and work who receive Title 19, who receive state insurance, because there's a limitation of how much money can make. So that means that the moment they start working, because you can be only about $15,000 to $17,000 a year, who can survive on this money, first? And second, as soon as you're going to do it, they'll take away everything. So this is a catch-22. You go work, you make more than $15,000 a year, which most of those people are working already. They're right. Working and they're receiving Title 19 because they have a kids they have to take care of. They cannot work full-time because they cannot afford a child care. Child care support is minimum right now. So you put people in the worst poverty than they already are because they received the 19.
Hey,
this is ridiculous.
Hey, Karina, very well said. Dr. Craig?
It's absolutely right, and it could be worse, because I think Corinna's numbers are assuming that we're still going to have Medicaid for people under the poverty line. That is not necessarily the case. And you can't work. You can't support your kids. You can't live a fulfilling life if you don't have your health, okay? And we're going to have legions of uninsured people. Are we going to have them just die on the streets? I mean, that's the kind of America we're talking about here. This is not some sort of luxury. And they will try all sorts of tricks to say that it's something else. I don't think they'll get away with that. I think the question is whether enough Republicans can be more afraid of their own constituents or more empathetic, even better, Earl. They actually care about their own constituents and people in need in this country. Or are they going to simply declare fealty to the new king and try to protect their own petty little political career?
You know, Dr. Craig, it is more than frightening. So I'm going to ask you on the other side. You've been at this for a long time, and it almost appears as if a lot of this is can't be stopped. Your thoughts, 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means none other than Dr. Robert Craig and you on the Earl Ingram Show. But if I have like a bird.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The governor is taking heat for some peculiar language in the state budget. Joanne Krulatz reports that he's unbothered.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's no hidden agenda behind striking words, including mother and father, out of his proposed state budget and replacing with gender-neutral language. Evers says it's about legal protections for those using procedures like IVF to start a family.
Moms are moms, dads are dads, and what we want is legal certainty that moms are able to get the care they need. That's it. End of story.
The National Republican Governors Association called out the Democratic governor last weekend for using terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill.
It's mainly Republicans looking for an advantage during the time when they're under attack. That's what I think. That's their problem, not mine.
During a stop in Wausau this week, Evers said he's open to putting IVF protections in a standalone bill if it will get them passed. A spokesperson for the governor said similar bills have been introduced in the past, but failed to advance.
High school sports championships will be staying in Wisconsin's capital city for 8 more years. With more, here's Civic Media sports director Jimmy Kuska.
State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW is thrilled to continue to host state championships events and said that the economic impact for the Madison area for hosting the state championships is over $22 million per year.
Many of the state championship events currently held in Madison have been there for decades. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothée Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Foggy with scattered rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will stay mostly cloudy here all day today. Our high, 42 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 42. And then on Friday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Picture waking up to stunning waterfront views on Lake Michigan with private beach access right outside your door. Can you see it? Make it a reality and book a vacation rental in Door County, Wisconsin, and discover a world of natural beauty and relaxation. Explore charming small towns full of arts, shopping, and history. Head out for boating, kayaking, and hiking in scenic parks, or stop and sip local wines at Door County's best wineries and breweries. What kind of trip are you planning? Find your perfect Door County getaway today at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You know, Dr. Craig, I asked you before we went on a break if you thought that, you know, this is not too late to turn this around. I want to add this before I let you respond to that. Trump administration cuts funding for UW-Madison program that puts teachers in Milwaukee public schools to deal with children, special ed students. And they did it because they believe that part of what's being taught is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Dr. Craig, these people are insane. Well, not only are they're not insane, they're really, Dr. Craig, inhumane. Because things that make sense and that have some human connection, they want to totally eliminate.
Yeah, it's taking things on with a hatchet, right? And, you know, you've got an unelected right-wing billionaire. You have his young minions, 19 to 25-year-old computer programs and engineers.
Who don't know anything about life other than that.
So they see the word, you know, black community or something like that. Right. They label as diversity and they cut it. Without any process, these are things that under the Constitution, Congress creates. They cannot just end these things, but they are. But I don't know if the courts can keep up. And that, just like the courts couldn't hold Trump accountable ultimately for insurrection at the end of his first term. And so contra, you know, Mitch McConnell promising us that the courts would hold him accountable. That's why Mitch didn't have to vote for impeachment, you may recall.
Yes.
And so this is going to be happening to all sorts of things that are important with no regard whatsoever. Part of the authoritarian mindset is they think they get to decide. They don't think anyone else should be involved in these decisions, right? They don't have any respect for all the work that was done over the decades to conclude that this was an important thing to do in order to improve our society, improve our community. And by the way, they're taking career opportunities out of the north side of Milwaukee, right, where most black folks in Wisconsin live. At the same time, they're going to say, oh, and we're going to blame you for not being able to afford health care. We're going to cut you off from that, too. I mean, it is that how do you, you know, it goes both sides. It both cuts the bootstraps off and says, tells people to rely on their pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, to use the old analogy. So that's where we are. But I think that it's far from over. At this point, they've been able to, their quote unquote shock and awe strategy, to go and take the federal executive branch by storm and get away with a whole lot. And we're at the line on the USAID AID programs, the foreign aid programs, because a judge is now saying that after 12 days, they're ignoring the order. And he's ordered them to do it by midnight tonight, Earl. And if they simply ignore that, then we're in constitutional crisis territory. But then you get to the whole budget. What they did, you don't believe. In fact, we're going to make sure all of our leaders and activists understand this. This is just the budget top line numbers. This was the easiest thing for them to do, and they barely got it done. It didn't look like they had the votes until the last minute. When you actually get to, we're going to take this much out of Medicaid, we're going to take this much out of SNAP, food assistance programs, that's the harder vote. And then we're going to do it to give tax cuts to billionaires and corporations, right? Unneeded, completely unneeded and unearned and just based on, yeah. And so you're seeing it also. In some ways, the federal government is too complicated and people don't know what it does, right? And that's a problem for democracy. Now it's sort of a civics lesson as people start to learn what it does, how many things they rely on. But what's happening with Ukraine is a more crystalline case rather than us being the country that the shining beacon on a hill that supports people who support democracy and human rights and the progress of good in the world, which is the way the country was founded and the mythology, I mean, the in many ways, you know, in many respects, right, enacted by the United States. I don't mean by myth falsehood. I mean myth as in a cultural narrative and sense of self. Now we're like the street gang leader that demands extortion money out of the store owner.
Yes.
Right. So I agree with Thomas Friedman, who said in the New York Times this morning that this is the deal he's demanding of Ukraine to get how much he's going to take of their mineral rights for nothing would make Don Corleone blush. This is really high level gangsterism. And so it's gangsterism with our own people as well. So I really would say it's not only what's being done to Ukraine, it's being done to young people who want to become teachers in Milwaukee, and now the pathway is being cut off.
You know, Dr. Craig,
a 20-year-old decided to clip.
As you talk about the issue with Ukraine, here's he's not doing this for the American people. You better believe that those mineral resources that are in Ukraine, and he wants them in perpetuity. He didn't say sometime and there'll be an end date. He wants to be able to do this, not for the American people, Dr. Craig, for his own greed and for his cronies' greed. He's not doing that for the interests of the American people. It's the same thing with Gaza. He's not concerned about doing that for the American people. He's a greedy, grubby guy who everything is about increasing his wealth and his family's wealth. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, he's a greedy, grubby guy with no empathy for anyone else.
Right.
In psychological manuals, it's defined as a psychopath. And so, it's just stunning what he's willing to do. How grimy it is. And did you see the incident in a congressional hearing where Representative Comey, the Republican Oversight Committee chair, who kept calling the Biden crime family and had fake, completely conspiratorial investigations? Now there's a book called The Biden Crime Family, taking umbrage when Representative Maxwell Frost and Jasmine Crockett, two of the young guns, you know, much more aggressive U.S. representatives, referred to President Trump as a grifter. And they claimed that violated House rules and because it was an undignified way to describe the president of the United States. Okay, this you make up Biden crime family, but you can't actually accurately depict what is going on. It's grifting.
Let's do this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hey, guys. I just got in my truck heading to my job, and I just heard Dr. Craig say that you agreed, Earl, that by Trump demanding to get mineral rights, because we end up giving them $300 billion to Ukraine, that's wrong. That we shouldn't be asking for anything in return.
Let me stop there, Gary. Let me ask you. Did we ask the rest of the world when we came to their rescue to give us the money back?
But the fact is,
what's the fact?
We need these minerals. I mean, this is good for America.
If we need the minerals, you don't strong arm people to get them.
We gave them $300 billion. You don't think that we should have the right to get the minerals?
Hey, Gary.
And help you and me?
No. I'm an American just like you. And the tactics that Donald Trump and his criminal-minded guys are doing don't represent this nation properly. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to anything he said?
Yeah. Trump has been lying and claiming that we gave $500 billion. We gave somewhere in the low $100 billions. And by the way, when you give someone a gift and when it's in your own interest as well, it preserves security in Europe, right? So it was not only just some sort of, you know, charitable gift, but you don't after the fact attach strings. But here's the fact. It is Vladimir Zelensky who first floated this because he was concerned that The only way he could get the Trump administration not to abandon the Ukrainian people was to offer them something. And then they came, but he expected it would be a fair deal where it would be, where, because this is a country that's been devastated, needs to be rebuilt. Yes. It's not a very wealthy country, that it would be a fair deal and there'd be something in return, such as we will also guarantee your security at some level so that when there's peace, the Russians don't just rearm and reload and invade for 3 or 4 years later. And they came back with $500 billion and nothing, no guarantees whatsoever. And so he couldn't sign that. Now that he's going to sign it with some very watered down language on security, not because it's a great deal, but because he has no choice. He's like the store owner who has to give in to the gangsters, because otherwise they're at risk and their families are at risk, right? And they'll break up and destroy their store. So it's like that. There could have been a fair deal that was in the interest of the American and Ukrainian people that was worked out, because it was Zelensky's idea. But no, they see it much more as, we're going to grab everything we can and we're not going to give you anything in return. I mean, it's just gross.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gary.
I'm a heating contractor.
Yeah, we know.
If I needed a new van because my van was broken down, and some neighbor next door says, "Hey, Gary, I'll give you the van. Don't worry about it." And then all of a sudden, my business started doing better. But then he needed a furnace, and I went out there and I said, "Well, I'm going to charge you for a furnace, or maybe I should give him a free furnace."
So, Gary, is Ukraine doing better?
I don't know yet.
Well,
I
come on, man.
Better after the war. The war has ended now. It's ended, and you guys are sitting there.
The war has not ended
because the war is over.
The war has not ended. What are you talking about?
Look, this isn't. This is. He comes back. If you gave him the truck when you were in good shape and he wasn't, and demands your house. I mean, this is not. I think Gary and I could agree if Gary would at least agree to the facts. And we could talk about what fairness would actually be. No serious analyst situation thinks that what Donald Trump originally offered and his people offered was anything other than extortion. It wasn't even remotely a fair deal. And you can try to give commonplace examples, but then you have to misrepresent the facts of the situation in order to get there. So it sounds, Gary, like you're going to find an argument to defend this. And yes, defend the indefensible. I'm not hearing arguments where we can agree on facts and can come to an accommodation. It doesn't seem like these are good faith arguments.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Guys, come right back to you. It's Wednesday. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority.
But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Up next, Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning. Well, first of all, $300 billion or whatever it is, this is not emphasized enough. Most of that money was actually spent in the United States by buying stuff from American defense contractors. The second thing that's not emphasized near enough about this dodgy government thing with Elon Musk is Musk is not just a United States citizen. He's also a citizen of Canada, and he's a citizen of South Africa. He has triple citizens. Doubtless he has pledged allegiance to all of those countries. Which one is he really allegiant to? But then again, that's not quite what I wanted to cover. Here's my tirade for the morning. We know what happened in Wisconsin. The so-called Republicans for a decade used unconstitutional gerrymandering and voter intimidation, and they even admitted and were proud of voter suppression. And they rigged the election so as to keep absolute power. They've arrogantly ignored all their constituents' demands, even the Democratic governor's requests for special sessions. Now, in my opinion, the Republicans in Washington are arrogantly counting on something similar. Recall that Trump promised at the convention of the so-called evangelicals, and this is a quote, "You won't have to vote again. It'll be fixed." Now, we know what a fixed election is. Not only that, the pardoned criminal Bannon and Laura Ingraham have promised a 50-year MAGA rule, which would certainly keep the MAGAs in office for life. So here's my opinion. They'll almost certainly do as much damage as they can and pay off their billionaire buddies as much as they can, because like Republicans, they're arrogant. They've been convinced there won't be any real elections, just like in Wisconsin with the gerrymandering. So they don't give a rat's patootie about their constituents. That's the bottom line here, I think. And that's what has got me worried about this whole situation.
Hey, Jack.
Okay, that's the end of my tirade.
Well, thank you very much for, very informative information, Dr. Crick.
I think they're great points. When I look at what they're doing, it seems like it's nearly guaranteed, if we do our job and people get involved, to flip the House, at least, and therefore the president lose governing power and have probably he will have many impeachable offenses to investigate if there's a Democratic Congress, legitimately, not the Republican kind of witch hunt. And therefore, I do worry that they're thinking about how they can rig the 2026 election. They have ideas about that. I'm not sure exactly where that is, but you can't do what, say, House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries seems to be doing, and he's under a lot of criticism, Earl, where he's saying, we're just going to do normal process, there's nothing else we can do, and then there'll be the elections. You can't just assume that. And we have to stop them now wherever we can. And I think that does, I think the biggest leverage we have right now, other than general protest and public education, is that it's going to be very hard with these narrow congressional margins for them to pass this budget, the massive cuts to health care and food security in return for massive tax breaks for the wealthy. And we can stop them there. And if we stop them dead in their tracks, then when we start to turn things around on this presidency. But we cannot just wait for 26 and assume it was like waiting for 24 would take care of Trump. We didn't have to worry about him coming back and trying to take away democracy.
Before we go back to the phone lines, Dr. Craig, that's the Congress's budget. They've got to get it past Republican Senate, right?
And they have to do it with a narrow margin where they can lose two members of their own caucus, and they have a fractious caucus. And then they have to get to the Senate. Now, because it's budget reconciliation, assuming they meet those requirements, they can do it with just 50 votes plus the vice president. It doesn't hit a filibuster, assuming the parliamentarians, as everything they do fits within that. But they do have to go through both. It's going to be very, very hard for them to pass it in the House. Particularly, and by the way, it's going to be hard for them to keep the government open on March 14th. That's how long they extended it, because they don't have enough votes to keep the government open, because they have that Freedom Caucus faction of about 40 votes. And the Democrats should not cooperate with them unless they agree to return to normal rule. And you can't have the administration basically stealing all of Congress's authority and Congress not do its job, which is to jealously guard its part of the Constitution, which includes power of the purse. If Congress decides we're going to spend money on something, then the money has to be spent until it's repealed.
All right, let's go to Gene quickly. Gene from McClary. Gene, good morning. Go ahead.
Hi. So this Justice Matters, and I'm wondering if there's a website where people can access information, Dr. Craig, or get involved so that the public would know this, because on my side of the state, a lot of those things are not coming out. In addition to that, I live in a southern part that's beneath Eau Claire in a rural area. We have been receiving full-size the Fair Judge Schimmel flyers from the Americans for the Prosperous or Americans for Prosperity, with these pictures of Judge Schimmel for the Supreme Court and how fair he is and supports and defends our Constitution, and he puts partisanship aside. And I don't know if there's any groups listening.
Hey.
I think we need some paper
Hey, Jean, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, can you let her know where they can call it, or at least get some information?
And I can just give ours for Citizen Action Wisconsin, our website, our social media feeds, especially on the cuts to health care and the climate crisis. But there's a lot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
About half of us will experience a mental health concern at some point in our lives. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. So let's open up about our mental health on the next new WISCO Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky may not be coming to the United States this week after all. He said that was at a news conference today in Kyiv. ABC's Patrick Rievel was there.
President Zelensky did suggest that it's not 100% confirmed that he will go to Washington on Friday. I also asked President Zelensky in this press conference if he agreed with President Trump's assessment that the war could be ended within weeks and whether he thought that was realistic. And President Zelensky said basically no, he didn't. He said it would be very difficult because he would be dealing with Vladimir Putin.
The White House says Ukraine has agreed to give the U.S. access to its rare earth minerals in exchange for what the U.S. has paid for the war. President Trump convening the first cabinet meeting of a second term in just a few minutes. The House passing a big budget resolution that sets a blueprint for President Trump's agenda, and the first measles death now reported in West Texas amidst an outbreak that has infected more than 120 people. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW.